Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tes Vav Omid Beis. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Brura and beginning the brand new Simen dealing with the Halachos of Esrogim on Sukkos, Simen Tof Reish Bem Ches. And we begin the very top with Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. Esrog Ayovish, a dried out Esrog is possible, is not kosher. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Kot and Aleph tells us, Imu Yovesh Rak Bimiktsos, if only part of it is dried out. So then we'll discuss this later in the Simen, Ayin Lekamen and Sif Yud Beis in the Mishnah Brura Sham. And Dirshu footnote number 1 just tells us, it's going to tell us over there, that the size of the Yovesh, Shedin Zesh Yovesh Bimiktsos, is totally B'mokom Yovesh. It depends where on the Esrog it's going to be dried out. That there are certain areas of the Esrog, for example, on the Chotem, on the very top, Puzzle, Apacholshu, even a small amount is going to make a puzzle. But in the Siyavesh, Bishar Makomos, Dino Kechazosis, Vishinu Imara. Then it has different halachos, which we'll learn about. For example, if it has pustules on it, chazazis is like little blisters on it, or Shinu Imara, it's changed its appearance, so then it depends. Shibamakum Echot Puzzle. In one place it will be puzzle if it's Berubo Shel Esrog, if that's the majority of the Esrog. But if it's 2 or 3 places, then it's possible even if it's only a miut of the esrog, because then it looks spotted and it looks like it's not hodr. However, he says dino shel hisyavish bishnayim shlosh makomos. So the bir halach is not so clear that it follows those rules. He leaves it with a tzarech iyun, and we'll discuss this in Yitzchak Shemua when we get there. He says, "Im chotach es makom hayovish." If you cut off the dried off area, so the Ramah is going to tell us in Simen Tuf Reish Mem Tes, and our next Simen, "Shepasul kol shivas yom." It's no good all 7 days. Mishbura there is going to say, "Shevishas etchach." Maybe you could be makel on the non-first day for the other days. We'll get to that in Yitzchak Shem as well. Sivkot and Beis and Mishbura says that the Mechaber told us that the esrog that's dried out is pasul, the eino hodor, because it's not considered mehudar. Im hu kamush. If it is withered, again, not fully dried out, shein olach v'lo yovesh, not neither moist nor is it dried out. So then, afilu komish bekulo, even if the entire esrog is this withered state, then it's kosher. Why? Dadayin yesh bo mitzas lecha, because it still has some moisture to it, and therefore it is kosher. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, he says, we call makum kivan sha'anu roin shu komish. We do see that it's withered, so you do have to be concerned. Maybe it's not just withered, it's dried out. So the opinion of the Magen Avraham, Dasa Magen Avraham, the Tzarech Libadko, you have to do some sort of a test on it. And what is that test? Kamosha Kazim Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in a moment, we're going to read that. So we'll get to that in a moment. Now, Mishir HaYavesh, back to the Mechaber. The amount of an esrog that's considered to be dried out, how much does that be dried out? Kisheino motzi shum lecha. It doesn't exude any moisture at all. How do you check for this? This is the check that we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah that we would say in the Mechaber. Here it is. V'yivdok, you do the check to see it's dried out sufficiently to be called yovesh. Then v'yivdok aidei shiyavir bo machat, and that needle that you put in there is attached to a string. Ubo chut. So therefore, you stick in the needle and the string goes through with it. And then when you pull it out, you'll check the string. If the string is moist, so you'll be able to see it on the string. And therefore, if there is moisture present inside the esrog, it's not considered yavesh. At worst, it would only be kamush and it would be kosher. Now, the Ramah just adds over here, the esrog shu mishana sha'avra, and an esrog that's from a previous year, so then vada yavishu apostle. Then he brings out from the Truma Sedeshin and the Truva from the Mariel. This is definitely no good. You don't even have to waste your time checking on the normal circumstances because it's definitely dried out. Now, we said a lot over here. Let's go to Sif Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that you go do this check, the Mechaber said, by putting in a needle and have a thread attached to it and then pull it out and see if the thread gets moistened. So the Achronim asks, Kikshu Achronim, Dim Kain, wait a second, if you do this, then it's considered Yeh Nekev Mefulosh. It's as if it will have a hole in it, a puncture in it that goes through and through. And that's possible. So when you do this check, you're making it possible. And this is possible, L'dei Rishona Shebesif Beis. We're going to learn in a moment that if you have a through and through puncture, so then it is no good. It makes the actual puzzle afilu below chisaron, even if there's nothing missing. So this is a big problem. And he says, the tirat of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says, shetochev hamachat kitsas b'mokum ovi shelo. He says, the way to check is to just do a little bit, not through and through. And you can see this in diagram number 6 in the footnotes, in the Dirshu footnotes. And he says, you stick it in a little bit, v'hainu b'mokum chor hanekev, you'll be able to go and check in the space where the puncture was, a little bit of the string will go in with it, And if there is moisture present, you'll be able to see it on the string when you pull it out. And the ain kan neck of a foolish, not going through and through, and therefore that would be acceptable. Others explain the Eshet Tirtzu, the Mefulish Lo Nikra, when we say it has to go through and through, that's only Kishenikev Berochav HaEsrog Me'ever Le'ever. It goes through the middle of the Esrog from one side to the other, but Afilu Shalo Kineged Chadri Hazera, even if it's not going through the middle part of the Esrog. Avo Kishenikev Ba'ovi Shalo Mitzad Echa, but if you go through only on one side, the Hainu Li'orech HaEsrog, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number 9 in the diagram there, if you're going like from the top to the bottom, but not through the middle, so then in that situation, me'ukso klape chotmo, you're going from the okets at the bottom all the way up to the pitim, the chotim at the top, the enu magia l'chadri azer, and you don't go through the inner part where the seeds are, but zeh yeh shlomar, the kuliyama lo mikri mefulish. That's not called mefulish according to everybody. Now, we missed a lot of the Dirshu footnotes over here. We just looked at one or two of them. Let's go back now to Dirshu footnote number 2. It says, B'shasachak, she'ein b'nimtza esrog she'no yovish. If you have no other esrog other than a dried out one, so then we will learn, Amir Tzashem, and Simon Tov Reish Mem Tes, she'yesh l'smoch ala poskim, hasovim she'kol arba haminim, efshalavarach gam k'shem yivashim. That on any of the dalad minim, if they're only yovish as the psul, you can go make a bracha on them if there's no alternative. Now, Dishavu number 3 says, Mitam Pasul Hodor, the concept that it's not Hodor, so the Bikuri Yaakov brings down, Shaf Mis Yavsho Rak HaKlipa Hadak, even if only the external little bit of the peel is dried out, that already makes it lose the din of Hodor. Furthermore, he says, Tam Nosaf Lipsol Yovish, another reason why Yovish is no good, he brings down from the Shaar HaTzion in Simon Tov Reish Mem Tes, is because the Pasuk tells us, Lo HaMesim Yahaluka, and therefore, the dead can't go and honor you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can't praise you. And this is based upon a Yerushalmi in Sukkah. And the Ravid explains that this means a Yavesh is Choshev Kemes. If it's dried out, it's like Mace. Ukemisheno. And it's if it's not there. And therefore, it's as if it's in fulfillment of Lo HaMesim Yahaluka, that the Mason, the Esrog Yavesh, can't praise you, and therefore it can't be used. Dishu foot number 5 brings down that Hamoil Shiyotzi Yamachut, when you push in the needle and you get the string to go through there and a little bit of juice comes out, so the Chazon Ish says Shena b'chal chosid, that doesn't make you chosid, this little juice comes out. However, if it dries up on the face of the esrog, and that causes the esrog to change its appearance, so then the Chazon Ish writes Shena posel mishumara, that also isn't considered a psul in the change in appearance that we mentioned is a psul in the esrog. The issue foot number 7 gives another Eitzah that you can go and check to see if the Esrog is dried out from the Shelos and Shuvah's Dovi Bisharim. And he says, based upon the Yerushalmi, that you could go and put in just the needle without the thread and make a very tiny little neck, a little puncture, and see if it seals off, then you know that it was sealed off because it's moist inside, and that would also be a proof as well. The issue foot number 8 has a diagram that shows us of the Esrog being going through and through, not kineged chadri hazera. You see, the zera is in the middle, and here you're just going puncturing at the bottom. And he brings out from the Chazon Ish, she'ein psul mefulush im nikev shelo kineged chadri hazera. The Mishnah Berurah had said that this is no good, but the Chazon Ish said that this would be good if it doesn't go through the zera, even if it goes from left side to the right side, it goes through and through. That's not considered a nekev. That is a posel nekev. So according to the Chazon Ish, not only the vertical ones that don't go through the Zera, but even the horizontal ones that don't go through the Zera also aren't possible. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah. He says, from the Ramah, that if it's from the previous year, it's definitely going to be dried out. Sifkat and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, wrote to Lomar, the Efshar Shimotze Bolech, it's impossible that we'll have moisture inside of it. There's no purpose in going to check it by sticking a needle with a thread through it, because by definition, if it's from a previous year, it won't be good. And therefore, it's possible, Sivkot and Hey, Ayin in the Shaar HaTzion, Mashivenu B'Shem Tumim Deim. He says, go look in the Shaar HaTzion, and this is a long Shaar HaTzion, Os Ches, where he says, in the name of the Sefer, Tumim Deim, as follows. He says, Achakach Motzosi B'Sefer Bikur Yaakov, Shemevi B'Shem Sefer Tumim Deim, Shemuchach Tesfir Lekidasa Taz. We pass it over here like the Taz. What did the Taz say? Shalacha shehevi shom shir hayaveshos devi amaril bishmo kosav. This is what he wrote. Ha de shiaru chacham mechatzan and vizogim shalavod azara shnikru lachim koyud beis chodesh. He says, the definition in regards to chatzan and vizogim, the seeds and the skins of a grape, in regards to avod azara, they're still considered moist after 12 months. And he says, the siyim shom zel shonu, this was the language they used there, Alma, you see from there, called over she'ein bo hashkoch lamido belachuso. Something that you don't do anything to preserve it will become dried up in definition 12 months. However, he says, Abo, bevadai im yeshkiach ha'odom aleim l'kayim osom belachusom. If you do something to maintain its moisture, for example, kigon shetomen osom b'dvarim lachem, you put it inside, you insulate it inside something that's moist. So then, nucha lahamin osom kamazmanim, then they can last much longer than 12 months. The rabbis did, in this situation, did not give an automatic shear of 12 months. You have to look at the circumstances and see how long it can last. So this would seem to imply that even if it was an esro from a previous year, if you somehow had maintained it and kept it in a condition that it could maintain its lachos, it wouldn't automatically be presumed to be no good. Sif base. The Mechaber writes, Esrog, shenikav nekev mefulosh. If you have an esrog that has a through and through puncture, koshu, even if it goes just a small amount, but it goes through and through, puzzle. In that situation, it is no good. Mishnah Berurah brings down a sif karton vav. Afilu eno chaser min esrog klal. Even if nothing is missing from the esrog, kagon shenikev aydem achet. For example, you took a very thin needle and you went through from one side to the other. So nothing's actually missing because the needle's so thin, it pushed everything to the side. It didn't actually take anything out with it. Nevertheless, it's no good. That's the first statement that the Mechaber made. Then he says, v'she'enu mefulush, if it has a puncture, but it doesn't go through and through, so then it depends. Imaya ki isar, if the size of the puncture is like the size of an isar, a certain coin, then it's possible. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, afilu eimo chisarin. This is true even if there's nothing actually missing from the esrog. For example, kigon shetocha bo yosid rochav, you took some sort of a peg, a wide peg, and you pushed it against the esrog, and you pushed in the esrog, so you have, in this situation, not going through and through, but there is this depression in the esrog. So if it's of a certain size, the size of this coin, known as an isar, so then it would be possible. But if it's not that size, then it's not. You need to have this amount of depression in the esrog in order to be possible. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "V'ma nekev meruba o aruch." If the nekev is not in the shape of a circle, so it's a square or it's elongated, it's an oval. So then you look at it, Rowan. Ikad ma'algalt. If you were to circle it, ma'algalt law have a hezer, then it would be the size of a circle of an isar. Then it's possible. Then the Mechaber goes, v'im chaser kol shu posel. If the esrog is actually missing something, then it becomes posel. The Mishnah Berurah says, sivkan ches, rosh loma. What the Mechaber is telling us over here is, v'im chaser, if it's missing something, os afilu ha-nekev, who caught them b'yoser. In that situation, even if the nekev is very, very small, but if it is missing something in this situation, to who kol shu, even a small amount, gam kin posel, then it would be posel. He says, ayin the maimer mordechai, shehizkim, who agrees that le'inyan yom tov sheni shaper domi lebaruch lov. On the second day of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz, you would be able to make a brach on it. Kol sheni mafulush ve'inu chaser b'cheisar. As long as it wasn't a through and through piercing, and as long as it wasn't missing a depression the size of an isar. The issue foot number 19 brings down what happens if the nekev is in the esrog that was made via tola'im, various types of insects that would make this puncture in the esrog. So the Morgan Abram in Sif Cotton Chaf Aleph writes that that would be possible. Why? Kivish Nechshav Chosher. It looks like it's Chosher. And he brings down for the Machzis Hashekel, Sharak Lamandi Omer Shechosu B'Chisar. If you say that you need to have amount missing the size of an Isar, Tzrichim Lagi Alatam Shapsul B'Esrog Shenechsa Yideh Tolom Humishum Nirkav V'Sarach. If you say that you need a larger size hole, the Mishnah Berurah had just said, Kol Sheinu Mefulosh V'Einu Chosher B'Chisar. I translated that as depressed to the size of an Isar, because that's what we were talking about, but you could translate that as it's not missing a piece the size of an Isar. So in that situation, the Toloim, nevertheless a Pasul, so the reason for the Pasul is not because of Chaser, he's telling us the reason of Pasul is because it's considered spoiled, Nirkav Visarach. It's decayed and no good, and that's why it's Pasul. Now we go to the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskel, V'im Chaser Koshu Pasul. He says, V'davko k'shenechsar migufa esrog. This is only if it's actually missing a piece from the esrog. And you can see examples of this in Dibra Shifut number 17, in the diagram there. However, Avol im nechsar rak haklipo helyone. If only a little piece of the outer peel is missing. Shikmin glid ala esrog. It's like a little scab on top of the esrog, and you can see in Dibra Shifut number 18, in the diagram there, what this scab-like removal of the outer peel would look like. Then it's kosher l'kuli alma. Chofetz Chaim says, in that situation, it would be good according to everybody, like we will learn, kid l'kamon, in not tomorrow's year, but in the next year, Mitzvah and Sivvav. Dezeu ain't a bechal chaser. That's not considered chaser. And he says also, look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Chavav, when we get there for more about this discussion. The Mechaber then continues, he says, V'yesh omrim, the guy benekim mefulosh, but in chesaron mashu. He says, even if it's a through and through puncture, there is an opinion, and this, you can see in the Beragola, is the name of the Rebbeinu Chananel and the Ravid, and that you need to have, in this situation, something missing, even though it's mefulosh, you have to have something missing. But v'sheinu mefulosh, b'chisaron kisa. If it's not going through and through, then you have to have the amount missing is larger, has to be the size of this isar, this certain coin. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat and Test tells us, Svirluhu, the taratila reyusa b'ina. You need both of these negatives, either mefulosh, v'chisaron. You need to have both through and through, and a chisaron. The below chisaron, kosher b'chol gavni. According to this opinion, this makel opinion, even goes through and through, if you're not missing anything, it is kosher. And if it has a chisaron, then it also has a problem, because then the imum of foolish puzzle. Only if it's through and through is it puzzle. Then it's afilu b'chisaron koshu. Then even a small amount is considered a significant chisaron. Ube'eno foolish, but if it doesn't go through and through, then you need the larger size. Dafko kishechoser b'chisaron. You need the size of an isar to be missing. V'kayim lo lahachmir, we paskin like the more machmir opinion, zulas b'shasizchak, except under extenuating circumstances, then you can take advantage of this kula, but this we'll see tomorrow. K'mo shekosav ramah acharkach, like we'll see in the ramah in tomorrow's shir. This is a good break point. So with this, we conclude today's shir, and we'll pick this up tomorrow with the ramah.